My name is Kelsang, and I am Tibetan. I have been living in Oroville for 14 years, and I'm taking care of Tibetan Pavilion. I take care of the whole building, which we have the guest rooms, exhibition hall, conference, workshops. Then I do also all the kitchen work with my ladies. Actually, whole thing, accounts, office job, administration, everything.
And the doctor.
Yes, and the doctor, which comes once in the month. And usually the last weeks are always headache. Thousands of phone calls coming in to attend that, give the appointment for the people, organize the whole day program for the doctor. It's nice to help people around like that way. And also when the Orovillians are finished with the doctor's consultation, then we have sometimes patients living in Pondicherry with which they cannot travel. So we go down to take them and visit them, home visit and things like that. So the day ends like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Feel Orovillian Tibetan or Tibetan Orovillian?
I feel a human, you know. I feel very independent. I feel very happy that though we are only few Tibetan, we do very good work on Tibet for Oroville. Yeah, I'm a very free and loving human being.
Lately, there was a last touch to the pavilion, the fountain,
yes,
in the middle.
Yeah, I call it the soul of the building, you know. We have been waiting that for now maybe 10 years to let it happen. And finally, with the help of one German donator, Helga Bruni, it came out. And now every Orovillians are just coming to have the glimpse of the fountain. And I'm happy that now the soul is there. So now the fountain is there, and whenever I have a group coming or when I have to explain about Tibetan Pavilion, I always have to explain that the fountain is coming. It's coming, and it never came. And in this summer, it came up. So that's why I call it. It brings a lot of joy for the people who live there. It makes people happy, peaceful, and the water is running. Like I feel like in the mountains, and it makes you also sleep well in the night, like you're sleeping in Tibet. Little Tibet in Oroville. Every individual who is willing to step in, they're all welcome. So this is the concept of Oroville, that we are here to bound the human unity. So we feel that Tibetan Pavilion has a big responsibility in this, you know, to build this unity. That's why we try to have a lot of conference, workshops, and sometimes it can be only a group from Amsterdam, a group from America, a group from Tibetan. But at the end, like, you know, like when we meet people, all kind of people are stepping in. And I'm very glad that it is like people feel very centered when they step in Tibetan Pavilion. Many people told us that they feel comfortable. They are happy to be in Tibetan Pavilion. They told me that the vibration is good. The energy is good. So me, I'm Tibetan, so I don't know much about the vibration thing and the energy and things like that. But I know that there is a lot of lovingness there. There is a lot of compassion is there. So I have very good links with Dharamsala with the government exile offices, and also a lot of people who have been coming here for all kind of activities, conference, workshops, all kind of things. You know? And when they leave, I always keep the touch. So when I every summer when I go to Dharamsala, the first thing they ask me is, how is Auroville? You know, how is Auroville? So I feel also very fortunate to be myself in Auroville because I have a lot of, how you call it? I have a lot of channels where I can do something which is related on Tibet, which is related on my country. We can talk about it very openly, and this is the one thing that people always love to hear, and people always are, I feel very supported by Aurovillians and from people from all over the world. We are 9 Aurovillians, and I mean, you know, like some of them are Tibetan, but they have their own, got married with Indian or whatever. But we are 9, only 9 Aurovillians, and I'm the only Tibetan who works in Tibetan Pavilion, and the rest did work in, we have some people working in Auroville Bakery, some works in the Auroville Dental Lab, some people works in the Auroville units, but they're all doing something for Auroville.
People that is in exile is more close to human unity?
It's a very individual story. Like, if you ask me this, I say, yes, I'm very close to human unity. I'm always like to have to... I'm eager to meet people from... to meet different people, to talk about all kind of culture, history, religion, things like that. But if you ask this to somebody who is a Tibetan and brought up in exile and working in one of the exile government offices, you might have a different... I was born in Tibet, in the central, called Shigatse. It's one of the city or capital of a small town. And I came to exile when I was 1.5 after when my mother was killed. And I came with my twin sister and my brother, and my father brought me to Dharamsala, where I got an education in a school called Tibetan Children's Village, which was started by Dalai Lama's mother. And now the school is like, it was started in 1968. And now this, for me, what I am and what I have is only this school. You know, I'm fully brought up by this school in a boring academy. But I'm always very proud to say that I am a student from TCV because I have all new bunch of family there, a lot of brothers and sisters, a lot of adults who give a lot of care and brought up me like that. So every year when I go to Dharamsala, I visit the school and always spend some time on the same bed where I was brought up. And it is always a big pleasure to be back and to meet the staff and the teachers and the foster parents. And it's nice to be back again all the time, like back home. Yeah, this is the only home I have.